just can't stay inside all day. I gotta get out, give me some of those rays. Everybody's smiling, sunshine day.
Maybe not sunshine today, but there's a lot of anticipation about the weekend again. Exactly when will the sun be back? Let's ask Cliff Mass, weather scientist at the University of Washington.
Good morning, Keith. Well, we have some of that weekend magic is going to happen again, but it's a little bit more delayed this time. Today, Friday, it's going to be cloudy much of the day. There'll be showers in the mountains, and unfortunately, we'll have a little bit of a remnant of the Puget Sound Convergence Zone that dubbed heavy precipitation over the sound yesterday. So showers, clouds, maybe some sun breaks later in the day. Temperatures only getting up into the mid-50s, so an okay day, but below normal in temperature. Now, tomorrow is going to be a little bit of an improvement. We're going to see a little bit more of clouds breaking up, especially in western Washington, away from the ocean. There'll be some showers in the mountains, but light ones, and maybe a little bit remnant Puget Sound Convergence Zone. So tomorrow is a transition day. Temperatures getting to the mid, maybe the upper 50s. So, okay.
Is it the same all day tomorrow? Is that all that action going to happen in the morning and burn off by noon or what?
Well, most of the action will be in the morning. It should improve as we get later in the afternoon. And then, as we go overnight into Sunday, then things change. High pressure really builds in. We should have a mostly sunny day on Sunday, and temperatures should get up into the lower 60s at the very least. So maybe mid-60s for some people. So Sunday should be a spectacular day. Maybe a few clouds on the northwest coast, but you know, generally over the whole region, above normal temperatures and, you know, sunny skies. And in fact, it's going to continue into Monday. Monday is going to be even warmer, sunny, temperatures getting to the mid and upper 60s. So, you know, a great improving trend. And then unfortunately, a trough comes in on Tuesday, so things go downhill Tuesday, Wednesday of next week.
I notice you used the word unfortunately there. Our moods are so tied to the ups and downs of the weather, it seems like. And you dug up some archival news coverage from the town or the settlement of Steilacoom way back in 1855. And it looks like people felt the same about the weather way back then. The author first starts talking about how nice and balmy it was in March and how everybody was rejoicing and happy and contented. And then why don't you read what he says, what happened with April?
Sure. Grousing about weather here has gone on in 150 years. And here is the quote from Honest John Tompkins. He said, "Well, March went out, April came in, and with it cold, wet, disagreeable weather, and a universal spirit of discontent and a disposition to growl." Growl is what they meant by complaining about weather in those days. "Throughout the entire month, and even up to this, the last day of May, it has been precisely the same, and some amongst us profess to be so thoroughly disgusted with the weather that they threaten to leave the territory altogether." Now, that's something we hear a lot about, people threatening to leave the Northwest, go to California or something, because they don't like the weather.
We threaten that all the time, don't we? And I guess a few of us do it. I guess related to that is the feeling that a lot of us have that if it's been cold and wet for a long period of time, then we're due. You know, we're due for it to be sunnier and warmer for a while, that things should balance out.
That's right. And Honest John Tompkins thought the same thing. He said, "Well, winter was really quite warm that year, so of course we had a bad spring. But," he said, "now we're going to have a great summer because, you know, we paid for that with that cold, miserable weather over, you know, April and May." Well, it turns out this is not true. In fact, this is very ancient, that there's some kind of balance to the weather, that if you're warm for a while or warmer than normal, you can expect colder than normal and vice versa. It doesn't work out that way.
It shouldn't just average out somehow?
An average is an average, but you don't have it coming to you. You can have 2 weeks of cold and two more weeks of cold. They're really not connected. There's no reason to expect if you have one extreme one direction, you're going to necessarily have an extreme in the other direction subsequently. There's just no science behind that at all. It doesn't work that way.
Do you have a theory for why people here in the Northwest or in Western Washington grouse about the weather and seem to take it to heart more maybe than other parts of the country? I've got a theory. Do you have one?
Well, I don't know. Many people here come from someplace else, and people who came from California, and there's a lot of them, and people from the East Coast, they're used to much better springs than we have here.
I think part of it is that it's gray a lot. We have a lot of just kind of cloudy gray days.
Well, that's true. And the thing is, in the East Coast and much of the country, they have cyclones and fronts that come in during the winter. And then those tend to fade out as you get into spring. So there's generally a period where the weather is pretty decent in spring. Well, around here, it doesn't work that way. We get rid of the fronts and cyclones in February and early March. But then we get these low clouds. The Pacific fills up with low clouds in the spring and early summer. And those low clouds tend to push right in on us until we get into mid-July. And so there's a reason we're bad like this for so long, and it's because the Pacific Ocean is there.
Thanks, Cliff.
Take care.
Cliff Mass is an atmospheric scientist at the University of Washington. I'm Keith Seinfeld, KPLU News.